Discover how everything can be right, even when circumstances are wrong. In the inspirational new book, This Life is Yours, by Unity Minister Linda Martella-Whitsitt and her daughter Alicia, you will embark on a journey of personal power. Filled with affirmations, personal anecdotes, and stories, readers will learn how to cope with today's challenges and joyfully embrace life as it is. Take the steps to access your inner resources and reinforce your wholeness. Available now wherever books and ebooks are sold.
All are welcome. We're glad you found us. Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Empower yourself and get inspired to build the life of your dreams. Welcome to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
Welcome to Everyday Peace. I am super excited to have you here with us today as we explore the concept of living a life of peace every day. Peace defined as wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. My goodness, just let that sit with you for a second. You in peace, whole, complete, nothing missing, totality. Isn't that amazing? Go ahead and exhale and let anything that rejects that, just push it out of your system slowly. And I want you to know that yes, it is possible for you to have peace every day. Yes, you deserve everyday peace. And yes, this is the exciting part. You can have everyday peace. We work together on this show to bring you the topics and the guests to partner with you as you create your life of peace every day. And I wanted to take just a minute to thank our audience for joining us week after week, every week, as we come here together to support each other on our own personal journeys towards everyday peace. We have had so many great guests this year who have shared their wisdom with us. As our regular listeners know, and our new listeners will soon know, our anthem this year for 2021 is, What Are We Waiting For? We do not need to wait for anything as everyday peacemakers to begin our own personal journey to peace. We have everything we need right here and right now. And if you have not taken my course, my free course, on creating clarity, I don't know what you're waiting for. It's here especially for you to help you create your path, your dream life. And you can just acquire that by sending a note to Dr. Drayvon James. And how you would do that is go to Drayvon James, just Drayvon, no doctor in front of that, just drayvonjames@gmail.com, and put the word free in the subject line. And we will make sure that we get that free offer out to you immediately. I really enjoyed last week's show, you guys. We had the remarkable Sheila Robinson on to discuss the work that she has done over the last two decades to help women find success in today's world, in today's corporate world. We also had Dr. Sergey Sorin discuss the benefits of binaural beats to calm the brain and yield the benefits of meditation. And guess what? Half the time, a fraction of the time. So for those of us who have a difficulty with meditating for long periods of time, you'll definitely want to check out that show. Dr. Sergey talked about the benefits that you can receive in a fraction of the time using binaural beats. Both of these guests were just amazing. And if you missed any of our last few episodes, well, guess what? You're in luck. You can go back and catch up on any of our past episodes by subscribing to Dr. Drayvon James Everyday Peace podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher. Or you can listen to them on the Unity Online Radio website. I also announced last week that I will be hosting an introductory class on the principles of everyday peace at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on March 18th on the InfinityFoundation.org platform. This two-hour interactive session is designed to build a foundation for true balance in our lives and allow us to unlock our full potential. This is a unique opportunity, guys, for you for you or someone you know who wants to jumpstart their journey toward everyday peace. To get more information, go to the InfinityFoundation.org website. Once again, the website is called InfinityFoundation.org. I am looking forward to spending some really quality time with you, 2 hours of packing why it's so important to embrace the principles of everyday peace if you want to move to your next level of greatness in your health, in your wealth, and in your relationships, how these principles can organically move you into that space. So life is easy when you know the rules and you know how to adapt them to your situations and your personal gifts. So we're going to talk about all that. And that brings me to our everyday peace moment. Everyday peace allows us to bring our whole complete self to every endeavor. Every success, every setback, every goal that we have defines us. It motivates us and drives us. Only being defined and focused can you bring your full self to every endeavor. So everything, your whole story, your whole journey, no part of that is insignificant. Everything that happens is significant in creating the masterful you. So the foundational pillars of everyday peace are, and I mentioned them earlier, are health, wealth, and relationships. And when we think about our lives and our goals and desires, we really sit there and we think about it, we'll find that our goals and desires fit in either one of those categories really nicely. It's either a health goal or wealth goal or relationship goal. And when we achieve those goals, believe it or not, it's not just about us. It does more than just serve a selfish purpose for our success. It helps to elevate the lives of so many other people. So knowing how to get to your next level of greatness in your health, your wealth, and your relationships is an unselfish goal. It helps everyone in your immediate circle and you don't even know. So too often in today's hectic world, we are presented with trade-offs. We're forced to decide what is most important to us right now. Opportunities and commitments oftentimes have constraints. It's easy to decide to push back certain priorities in favor of immediate needs. But when we do this too often without thinking of the trade-off, we limit our overall success. Think about it. How long can you sacrifice your health in exchange for job success? Are you willing to stop eating right, stop working out, stop getting the proper sleep at night? How long before your physical health starts to dwindle? And we know that once our physical health starts to dwindle, no amount of financial wealth is a good trade-off for that, right? So physical health is so important. The same can be said for sacrificing relationships or sacrificing the career. You can see when we talk about health, wealth, and relationship that having that nice balanced triangle is so important if we're going to live a fulfilled life. The principles of everyday peace will help us to get things in aligned and learn how to set our priorities so we're always moving towards balance in that area, and that triangle says nice and balanced, health, wealth, and relationship. With everyday peace, our goal is wholeness, completeness, nothing missing and nothing broken. We want to apply the benefits of everyday peace to everything. Again, health, wealth, and relationships. It's only when we balance our lives, balance these three categories, that we can truly live a life of peace every day. And that is our everyday peace moment. So that brings us right to our first guest. Debbie Johnson is an award-winning filmmaker and best-selling author of Think Yourself Thin, who knew nothing about writing or filmmaking when she started out on her artistic career. She feels like her entire life has been one big miracle after another. Media veteran Debbie has been on both national and local talk shows in major magazines and given talks and workshops around the world. Debbie's greatest dream is to help others make their dreams come true. Welcome to the show, Debbie.
Thank you so much, Trayvon. What a beautiful introduction. Oh, I love what you're talking about.
Oh, thank you. And you are a great example of this, living this life of everyday peace and really embracing this balance. I want to start off, we're focusing on your film career today, and I find it so fascinating that you knew nothing about making films, and yet you've become an award-winning filmmaker. So give us a few titles that you've done.
Okay, so it's the Angels in Training series. I've done some commercial filmmaking since then, but the Angels in Training series are my babies, my love, and they're at angelsintrainingmovies.com so people can see the trailers. And those are about a couple who, the angels in training are a couple who, you're talking about relationships being balanced, trying to figure out how to get their relationship right, and they were each asking God on their own, you know, what is it going to take, God? How can we get this to work? And so there was a major car accident, and they got sent to heaven to become angels in training. And it's pretty funny at the beginning. I mean, I try to have some humor in it as well, but these are actually based on true stories. The couple is based on friends I know who are still alive. But but then the other couples in each, there are three films, and they are all about how various different couples, true stories, made relationships work. Or sometimes there were single people who wanted a relationship, and how the angels learned and grew by helping these couples on earth, or these single people on earth, to move forward, as you said so nicely, in the next step spiritually for their relationships.
Wow. Now, what made you want to make these films?
Well, interestingly enough, because I feel like I came to earth to learn how to accept more of God's love. So I haven't had that many relationships. Or I have had a few that, you know, just didn't go very long. So I love the topic, and it's fascinating to me. Also because I wanted to make films that were clean and uplifting spiritually.
Wow. You know, and I love anything that has the title angel in it. I got to tell you, I'm biased. And so, but these angels in training sound so comforting, like almost, I don't know, embracing. It makes me think Hallmark, I have to be honest, right?
Yeah, those I thought about that.
Right. It makes me want to like cuddle up with a hot cup of tea and just be taken away. And so you referred to miracles on this journey. What kind of miracles have you seen on your pathway to becoming a filmmaker?
Well, first of all, and I needed to answer your first question better also, is that my inner guidance is really what told me to make these films. I mean, I'm thinking, because this has been a long time since the beginning of writing them, and a friend who's an actress, pretty well known in Canada, said to me when I was on one of my trips speaking, and she said, you need to write a film. I think you're supposed to write a film. She's very intuitive, and I looked at her like, I mean, I cannot believe it. I'm writing books. I've never even thought about writing a film or making films, but my inner guidance is clear. You need to do this, and you need to, by the way, move to Santa Barbara, California, sight unseen, which I did because I always follow my inner guidance. When I check it out, I make sure it's clear, you know, through dreams, et cetera, and I met my, these are some of the miracles. So I said, but I need some money. If I'm going to do this, I'm not going to do it without, you know, I need some money and to do this. And I used to live in Southern California, but I had never been to Santa Barbara. So all of a sudden, a woman called and said, I want you to ghostwrite my book, and I'm going to give you an advance of $2,000, which is exactly what I had asked for. So I took the $2,000, moved to Santa Barbara, and found out within 2 weeks, well, first of all, within 2 weeks, a friend was there that I hadn't known was there through my spiritual group, and he introduced me to my mentor, Fred Freeman, who wrote for Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Andy Griffith's show. I mean, this guy is very well known and still writes for Norman Lear in Hollywood, and he wanted to help me. Well, he didn't have a class to teach that quarter, so he was like at loose ends, and he was a mentor to people in that way, but he was willing to work with me for free, which was amazing and a miracle, totally. That's one of them. It was a miracle that I found a place I could afford to live in Santa Barbara because it's very expensive, but I found a room and a house, and it worked out great, and I only needed to be there for about 6 months, but it turns out this, there's so many miracles, but this, and I know we only have so much time, but this gentleman really helped me. He was an atheist and he still liked my work.
Wow. Now, I got to stop you right there because you're making something that most people that I coach and talk with have such a difficult time with, and you're making it sound so easy, so breezy, like anyone can do it. And I just want to say that it's wonderful. And it is the fact that you have this discernment, that you were able to decipher your intuitive voice from this inner voice that you're referring to so clearly. And I find that a lot of people struggle with that. Like, is that really just me saying that? Or is that really my intuitive voice? So how are you able to do that? How are you able to say, no, that is an intuitive voice. That is a guidance that's telling me to move forward.
Yes. Well, first of all, my inner spiritual teacher, I know everyone has their own spiritual beliefs, and I study Ekankar, which I know many people have heard of, some people haven't. But my inner spiritual guide is also part of myself as soul. I know that I believe that I am soul, but that I need to trust that. I need to trust myself, but I also check it out. So I use my common sense. You were talking about a balanced life. So I use my common sense to say, okay, does this make sense? In my common sense, yes, it was time for me to make a move. Yes, you know. I've lived in California before, I like it. Yes, everything's okay, but let me check it out further. So one of my books is called Dreams, Your Window to Heaven. And that's published by Ekankar also. And that book, and Unity has also published one of my books. But anyway, this one is about working with your dreams, because God speaks to us through our dreams, or however you want to look at it, spirit, God, your intuition, it all works to us. With us through our dreams. So I make sure that I look at my dreams as well and waking dreams, so anything going on in my daily life will give me confirmation. You know, like if I want to know if something's going to succeed, should I go this way? I want to see a limo, and I want it to be a white limo, you know, or, you know, something like that. And,
oh,
and it always,
goodness.
Always happens. Yeah.
I
saw lots
it.
Of them for Think Yourself Thin.
I
knew.
Yeah, but what I'm hearing here, not to cut you off, but what I'm hearing here is that, you know, these two worlds, the dream world and so and the lucid world, if we will, they communicate with you and to confirm what has been dropped in your spirit and your, you know, here in your soul. You have this, and then your dream world sort of confirms it, and these two worlds are actually communicating to confirm that, yes, this is the pathway.
Yes, exactly. And I think the question you were asking, I totally understand that, Drayvon, because it's hard for me too sometimes. It's like, really? You know, like, are you sure? Like, God isn't sure, you know? And I have to laugh at myself. But I look at my history and how many decades I've been doing this. I'm also thinking young, so I'm probably older than I sound. But I, you know, in years, but I have spent many, many, many lifetimes in this lifetime for years and decades working on this and working on really trusting and trusting myself and trusting that, yes, I'm listening to inner guidance. So I recommend for people just to try it with something small, you know, and to take that step. Like four times in the Bible, I heard this, someone metaphysically studied the Bible, that the waters parted, the person had to step into the water first. So that's what I always, you know, that's what I did. I would, all right, let me try this. I'll start seeing if I can write a screenplay. Let me, you know, I'll just start something. So by the time I met this guy, I'd already written some stuff and showed it to him. But I just said, I read a book. Go to the library. Libraries are great. Read a book on it and start working on it. And it's free. You know, it's free to go pick up a brochure on Hawaii if you want to go take a trip to Hawaii, right?
Wow. You know, you've said so many things right now, but I
Sorry.
Think that they're all beautiful. And there's a phrase that I have used. My daughter is 20, so maybe I started using it 18 years ago, but faith in motion, right? And that's the whole idea of stepping in the water first. You know, you mentioned about that when, you know, Moses is trying to get away from the Israelites, and you know, you're going to have to put if you just put your toe in the water, something miraculous is going to happen, but you will have to get in the water, right? And so, you know, they start going across the water, and then the dry land is there, right? And that's that faith in motion, you know. So I do that resonates with me. When you said that, gave that example, it made me really, I just, my soul like reached out to yours, so to speak. I was like, yes,
aww,
yes, I
yeah,
know that analogy.
And it is,
I think so many of us have come to this embodiment to understand how to trust. We spend a lot of our time searching for the answer outside of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Or searching for guidance outside of ourselves. And part of this journey is to realize to turn inward and be still and to really know that you can vibrate. We each can vibrate at the energetic level of the solution.
Mm-hmm.
That's our magic. We do that if we choose to and start vibrating at the energetic level of the question. So emotion is that, all
that
over
makes
that
sense.
Statement that
yeah,
you
that
have.
That makes sense.
Right. So you mentioned about dreams too. So this dream state and being able to remember one's dreams. I get people who tell me all the time, you know, I do believe that I dream, but I cannot remember what I dream.
Yeah.
And so you're saying that part of your process to being able to follow your intuition is to connect to that world. Are you always able to remember your dreams when you wake up?
No, there are a few days that I don't, but mostly I do, and I'll tell you why, is because I keep a journal. And in my book, Dreams, Your Window to Heaven, I also tell people how to do that. But just have a journal, paper, pencil by the bed, or even a recorder. But you can just, you know, or your phone if you want to record into it, if you think you're going to understand yourself in the middle of the night, which I couldn't, so I had to write things down. But as long as you do that, and there are some other techniques to remember your dreams, because of course we all dream, we would die if we didn't, but we do, we need that rapid eye movement, etc. But we do have dreams, so we can remember them. Yeah, it's not really hard. It's just training the subconscious. It's really not hard at all. It's
training
pretty easy.
Subconscious.
Yeah.
So I want our audience to get that. Training your subconscious can help. So the basic premise of your films, which are the angels in training, if you had to sum that up, what would you say the basic premise is?
That we all have inner spiritual guidance, that we all have angels, guides, someone with us to help us, not just us. We're not just by ourselves. And yes, we know we have God. We know we have Holy Spirit. But we all have more than that. And most people just don't know that they do. But again, in my dream book, I do share with people how to find that, or how to, you know, ask to be shown in your dreams, because that's usually people feel safer with that. And it's not, I don't see my inner guide. I'm more of a sensing, feeling person, so I feel the presence. And the more you imagine the presence, the more you'll feel it. So a lot of times we think it's just our imagination. But you see, I'm a big kid who's never grown up. And that's why I'm able to do these things, being childlike. And we know that that's biblical too, right?
Right, absolutely. Well, you know, that childlike curiosity is really what is needed, right? It keeps us in. It keeps us seeing the world with of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with that. That childlike thing. So now, you mentioned that you studied, and I'm sorry, I was trying to get the. You mentioned that you were a student of a particular philosophy. So how did you learn these? Is that philosophy is how you learned these spiritual principles?
Yes, that's actually what I was going to say. My spiritual teaching, Akankar, which really means it's called the path of spiritual freedom, and it means co-worker with God. And we don't have rules, we have tools for spiritual unfoldment. So no matter what else you study or believe, you can still study that and look at that, you know, as far as, you know, wanting to have more spiritual experiences in life. And a lot of the spiritual experiences that I have are just day-to-day miracles.
Mm-hmm. Right. But the thing is, too, you're open to seeing them. When you mentioned that you're, you know, a big child at heart, you're open to seeing those miracles.
Yes, often, and that's it. That's it, right?
Right. Yeah. When we see, oh my gosh, you are just giving me goosebumps right now. Because when we approach life like that, oh my goodness, we realize that there's so many answers that were right there. And we just were overlooking them because we weren't open to seeing the miracles that were happening every day. So, and you did mention for all of our filmmakers and all of our creative minds that are out there, that you stepped out on faith, you decided to make the move, and then, you know, you asked the universe for this $2,000, or $2,000 miraculously shows up in the ghostwriting opportunity and all of that. And then you get to Santa Barbara and you happen to meet this great writer. Now, is that what led to you getting the Hollywood agents? And because that's a big deal. You can have a great project, but you've got to get the agents, you've got to get the distributors. Right. How did that happen?
You're going to love this because, you know what, Jerivon, it was not Fred. He was done after, like, okay, I'm done. I'm on to the next thing, you know. And he goes, here, talk to this other guy, you know. So I talked to somebody else who reads what they call slush piles, you know, piles of screenplays. And he goes, this is good. I'll see you on Hallmark, you know. And so it's been great. But, you know, nobody had the connection. I actually walked to the Hallmark building. I was in L.A. filming The Inner Way, W-E-I-G-H. I was, you know, with some Bob Proctor from The Secret and some other people on, you know, weight loss with using your mind, you know, using power.
We just have like a minute.
I'll make it quick. So anyway, they wouldn't take me without an agent. So what I did was I just imagined after I made the films, I called every distributor. I couldn't get anyone. But I just kept imagining someone in Hollywood. I kept imagining Southern California, Hollywood would find me. And they did. I didn't have to do anything after that. One of my actors called and said, I know someone looking for faith-based films to distribute. And I said, awesome. And now UKW Media has them for free right now. They're going to be monetized later, but right now they're for free. They've been on Dove.org and they've been around, but now they're on Roku. So if you have Roku TV, you can get them for free at UKW Media Streaming.
And that again, for our listening audience, is Angels in Training. We're just coming up on the close of this segment. Debbie, you have been a fabulous guest. You have been inspiring. You have been just what we need at this point in our time and our journey.
You're so sweet.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have talked to you about so many, not just the film, because the films are amazing, but your walk, the way you reached where you were going, is the most phenomenal thing of all, that you've gotten here because of the way your faith and your belief.
We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Welcome to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Create and build the life of your dreams. Welcome back to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
Welcome back to Everyday Peace. I'm Dr. Drayvon James, and I am so excited for the information that Debbie Johnson gave us in our last episode. And now we're going to have the incredible Adriana Gentile discussing with us today the importance of holistic health. Adriana is a certified personal trainer with her diploma in sports nutrition, TRX suspension certified, and pre- and postnatal certified. Adriana is a former sponsored athlete. She competed in many international bikini bodybuilding shows, having won the largest amateur show in the world, the Arnold Classic. Welcome to the show, Adriana.
Thank you, Drayvon, for having me.
I am so excited. You know, every time I think about bikini bodybuilding, I don't care if I wouldn't have won, just the fact that I was able to compete.
Yeah.
But you won. So congratulations. You. I mean, and I know that's not an easy, it doesn't look easy, by the way, but what an honor. What an honor.
Oh my gosh, it was definitely a grind, but I love a good challenge, and it was really to prove myself at the time that, you know, I had my son young when I was 20 years old, and I gained over 65 pounds, and I was really negative mindset, so it was really to prove to myself that I was able to get out of that funk, and I just happened to be good at it and followed my path, and then that's how I found my passion for health and fitness.
Oh, I love that. I love that you took something, you know, you said you had this body image and you decided that, you know, this is something, a challenge that you're going to take on. And I like it looking at it that way instead of looking at it as being defeated. We're talking today about the holistic health approach to life. And so why is taking a holistic approach to weight loss and wellness? Why is that make such a big difference using that mindset, the holistic mindset? Maybe we should start at the beginning and talk about what is the holistic mindset.
Yeah, for sure. So to be holistic means mind, body, and soul. And why that is so important and makes such a difference when it comes to weight loss or any kind of wellness goal is because it takes you a few layers deeper than the surface reason of, I just want to lose weight. Okay, that's awesome, but why do you want to lose the weight? Let's peel back these layers of the onion, you know, because to go next level really means that you're going to hit an upper limit. So let's address that upper limit. Let's address the why behind your goal. And I promise you, you're going to be 10 times more successful than if it was just surface area and you didn't do that mind, body, and soul work, which I'm talking about. Yes, it's about the diet. Yes, it's about the nutrition. But mindset is so important. And I was really relating with what Debbie Johnson was just saying. Actually, I loved her piece so much. I just believe in having that positive mindset, really visualizing yourself at where you will be and speaking in that future tense of, I will be there, that this is myself. You know, so that's why it's so important to address all areas of your life when making a weight loss or wellness goal.
I love that, having seeing your, you know, living in the accomplished goal, right? That is like, you know, I think my mom used to say, you know, that you live in the finished product. So already acting as if, that was it, acting as if, right? So
this your mom was a smart woman.
Right. Like acting as if, and you know, so you already, you set your intention, you know your why, but you act as if, you go ahead about your day. And if you already had achieved that goal, what is it that you would be doing in this moment and things of that nature? I think that is so important, having that holistic and knowing that why.
Right? Yeah.
Because when you can attach to your why, when it becomes your why, not your significant other's why, not your parents' why or your boss or your friends, but when it becomes your why, that goal becomes more than a goal. It becomes a passion almost.
Yes, and exactly. You become so passionate about it and you start waking up and realizing that your goal has a higher purpose than just that surface level of what it meant for you. Like, you know, I have now an international coaching business. I have so many different coaches that I work with and we onboard different clients. But to hear their stories is what makes me waking up so exciting every day. Like to hear the story of, and we'll just stick to weight loss just because of, you know, women who have lost the weight more so than they thought they were going to, and now they're able to fit the sweater in which their mother left for them when they passed away, and they thought it would just sit in their closet collecting dust, but now they're actually able to wear it. Like that makes my heart and soul just burn on fire and make me want to do that for so many others. So really digging into that why is just making the massive difference in hitting your goals.
Oh my gosh, that was so. What is it, or do you find that people are blocked sometimes in really getting to their real why?
It really is limiting beliefs. It all comes down to limiting beliefs. And, you know, it's crazy or not, but there's even limiting beliefs after you've hit the goal. For example, I have women that have lost over 100 pounds, but they're still buying their old size clothing because their mind just cannot connect with the massive transformation that they've made for themselves. So that's why it's really important to do that mindset work, to do that belief work, to speak your goals into existence and align yourself with a community or at least a few people that are going to help uprise you and uplift you, because those upper limits and those limiting beliefs are going to come because that's what it takes, persevering and pushing through to hit that other side, to reach that goal, to go next level. You have to deal with those things. So there is nobody stopping you but yourself. And that's why mindset is such an important aspect of goal achieving in the world of wellness.
Oh my goodness. If you think you can, you're right. You can. If you think you cannot, you're right. You cannot. Right. So it starts there. And you said a couple of things that really stuck out to me. One is aligning yourself with like-minded people. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important. The tribe that you surround yourself with, you want to surround the supporters and people who are supporting that goal, the new you, right? Which is really the real you, right? Supporting mm-hmm. that part of you, because if you desire it, that person is already inside of you. So, mm-hmm. but you mentioned something that I think the mindset work, what would you think? What would be some things that would be the mindset work?
I really believe in positive affirmations, and I really do believe in programming your subconscious. You know, what you hear, you start to become. And if you're surrounding yourself with negative self-talk or with people who don't believe in your dreams, or if you haven't spoken your dreams and your goals into fruition, then you might be surrounded by other people who are more likely to bring you down, or, you know, you're more likely to be offered to go for, you know, pizza night and all the things instead of people being aware of your goals. But it goes into the positive side as well. I really believe there is so much great material out there available for you on podcasts, on YouTube. You look for it, you will find it. And, you know, I actually, when I won my bodybuilding show in the Arnold Classic, I remember I couldn't sleep because I was so excited. But I have a favorite positive self-affirmations YouTube. Just someone speaking, you know, I live in abundance. Everything that I seek is already within me, you know? And so it's like, I just started to really believe in that. And so when I woke up in the morning, that's all I kept believing, saying in my mind, you know, I am enough. What I seek is already within me. I live in abundance. The world is my potential is boundless, you know? So really being able to program your subconscious, what you hear, what you see, what you read, what you believe, what you preach, that really starts to transform your mindset. So, you know, taking that into accountability for yourself. Don't just let life happen to you. Let life happen for you, and go out and find what you need to fix your mindset.
You have just, we could stop right here because you've just like taught so much in this quick moment right here. It is really, and thank you for that. It is really that simple. I like to call that my simple complex formula, right? Because it's really that simple. The complex thing is to get people to do it on a regular basis, because mm-hmm. what we fail to realize, and what the word teaches also, is there are no idle words. You do not speak an idle word. Every word that you speak has weight. It has value. I love mm-hmm. the word magic. I know people are a bit offended by that word, but I love it. I love the word magic. And our words have that kind of power. So if you have this self-talk and these affirmations that says, I am abundance. I live in abundance. When I speak, you know, these things become, you wake up in the morning almost and your brain goes right into autopilot and it starts producing that for you. If you fall asleep to, you know, murder and mayhem on the TV, and that's in your subconscious doesn't know it any difference. It believes that, oh, well, I want that. I want lack. I want bills. You know, you fall mm-hmm. asleep to the infomercial that says, you know, are you having the following symptoms? And your subconscious says, well, are you? You know, maybe you are. So mm-hmm. really what we put into our space, into that, in that beautiful mind of ours, and in that beautiful frame of ours, is really what we're going to outpicture on the external world. So thank you for that teaching. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about meal prep ideas to set us up for success. Because again, we're talking about taking the holistic approach to weight loss and to wellness. And there's a lot that I see now that talks about meal prep. How do you feel about that, the meal prepping?
I believe, you know, that if you fail to prepare to fail. And I know that's really harsh to say, but it's all in your perspective. So let's see that quote as a positive perspective. And, you know, meal prep really does allow you to be prepared for those busy situations in which you don't have the time or the motivation or desire, whatever it may be, to cook the meals that you need to fuel your body. So if you do it in one moment and you prepare for a couple days, you know, I understand. I see both sides of the story. I see people who are like gung-ho, love meal prep, love being prepared for days on end. And then I know people who are like, I can't eat the same thing all the time. I don't like the taste of leftovers, so on and so forth. So one, it's important to always enjoy what you're doing. Whatever your goal is when it comes to health and wellness, it's very important that you're not fighting an uphill battle the entire time. So one, you have to be enjoying the foods that you're eating. Because we're kind of specifying on weight loss, for example, you know, it's not about necessarily creating this massive caloric restriction where I can't eat that, I can't eat this, I can't eat that. Again, mindset shift. I want to fuel my body. I'm going to nourish my body. I love this food. I like to eat that food. I like this one. So let's focus on those positive ones. And what I always like to say to my clients when it comes to helping them with their snacking ideas or what have you, what do you generally like to lean towards already? And let's figure out a portion that is going to move you towards your goals. Or if it's a food that's not necessarily really, you know, nutrient rich, let's say a pizza, for example, like you can still have pizza, but why don't we make that at home instead? So some really great ways that people can create meal preps that work for them is to, one, not overcomplicate it. You don't need a ton of things. You don't need a ton of time. So my best rule of thumb is to try to stick to as whole foods as you possibly can. If it didn't swim in the sea, grow from the ground, or fly in the sky, it's not for me. So the reason why you want to stick to whole foods as best as you possibly can is because your body knows what to do with it. It knows how to digest it. It knows how to metabolize it. You're going to decrease your bloating, your indigestion, by giving your body whole foods that knows how to break it down. I don't believe in necessarily having to take out an entire food group to hit your goals. It's really about creating balance. Every micro and macronutrient, so protein, fats, and carbs, vitamins and minerals, play a very vital role in our body. And if you take one out, you have to make sure that you're putting it in replacement of something else. For example, I know people that have gone from having a conventional diet into a plant-based diet, which is fabulous. If that's what you want to do, I fully support that. But let's make sure that your body is getting the protein that it needs, because your body needs that for its skeletal development. You need that for your muscles. You know, so when you're creating a meal prep, just to focus on making sure that you have three macronutrients. So prepare yourself a protein, prepare yourself a carbohydrate, prepare yourself a veggie. Keep it in the fridge. I really recommend that when you come home and you bring home your groceries, wash the produce already. Keep it readily available in your fridge so that when you are ready to, you know, you're snacking and you're opening up the cupboards, you're opening up the fridge, it's easier for you to grab that clean carrot stick. It's easier for you to grab that strawberry. It's easy for you to put together a super simple, easy meal that you prepared maybe a day or two before, but it tastes really great because spices are basically calorie free. And you just really have to be careful of sugar sneaking in there, because sugar does sneak into a lot of our favorite spices, but a lot of spices don't have that. And you can create such a very flavorful dish by having very basic ingredients with an abundance of spices, sauces as well. But again, we just be careful of sugar intake and what have you. But I love meal prep. Clearly, I recommend everybody who is having a certain or specific goal just to prepare that for themselves. Consider that your baseline for your nutrition. And, you know, on weekends, celebrate the moments, make the memories, have the good times. And then, you know, when Monday comes around, get back to your baseline of what you know makes you feel your best.
Oh, I love that. And I do agree that meal prep makes things a lot easier. And for people who say that they don't want to meal prep, I think you just they really have to make a commitment that, okay, if that's meal prep is not your thing, still realize that you do have to have a home prepared meal. So if you're able to do that every night, if you don't mind doing that every night, if your schedule permits it, that has to be something that you commit to, that you're not going to say, oh my gosh, it's too late, I'm just going to stop and get something here or something there. And I think that meal prepping helps you to prevent that when you you know, oh my gosh, I can go right home and just mic. This is already completely ready. It was prepared in my kitchen, so I know the ingredients and I know the quantities and everything's set. So I highly believe that meal prepping is the way to go. Now, we mentioned in your bio that you also assist in pre and postnatal fitness and pregnancy nutrition. I can remember so many years ago when I was pregnant, one of the big things that I concerned myself with is being able to maintain. I saw so many women who didn't gain much weight and, you know, they were able to maintain an appropriate diet. How are you able to help women to do that so that they don't really go overboard? There's so many cravings. There's a lot going on with pregnancy.
Yes, there is. And I would know because I'm actually currently 8 months pregnant right now.
Congratulations. And,
thank you. I'm on the home stretch. And actually, I have a son. And when this one is born, he will be 10. So I'm doing the whole like 10-year in between. I'm going back to diapers. So mamas out there, I feel you. I totally am on your journey right now, too. So when it comes to, you know, having a healthy weight gain, because it's not when you're pregnant, it's not about, obviously, I hope it's obvious, it's not about losing weight. It's not about toning up. It's about nourishing your body for your baby. And when I was pregnant with my son 10 years ago, or now 11 years ago, I was really uneducated on fitness and nutrition. And I did the whole eating for two thing, which actually is only in excess of about 300 calories. It's not a massive amount. But at the time when I was young, I had no idea. So I was doing that. I wasn't moving my body. And I gained over 65 pounds during my pregnancy, which is not a necessary amount. So I actually created a very negative environment for myself and mentally during that pregnancy because of the way that I was uneducated, which is why I'm so passionate about educating others now and trying to turn that narrative around. And so what I mean is, for you to feel really confident in your pregnancy, ladies, I highly recommend that you move your body every single day. You don't need to be in the gym. You don't need to go, you know, go crazy, but move your body because it's so important to be flexible. And Lord, you're going to be so grateful when it's time for labor and you can actually, you know, get into those positions that you need to deliver your baby from that spirit world. I've gone from being a bodybuilder where I'm lifting really heavy, very rigorously, to having to listen to my body and slow it down. Now I do a lot of Pilates, which incorporates a lot of stretching. And I for sure go for a walk every single day because it just feels good to get your blood moving. And that's what I mean. You don't need to do a ton, just something that gets you moving, gets your joints lubricated, get moving out there. I'm actually releasing a first, second, third trimester fitness ebook at April 1st. So I'm really excited to be able to deliver the fitness knowledge on side of things. But now when it comes down to nutrition, like I said, it's only really in excess of about 300 calories. So you don't need to, which really is only about, you know, a few pieces of fruit or even like two pieces of toast more. It's not too much, right? But again, we really want to focus on the certain nutrients that are going to give our body what it needs. And when it comes down to cravings, Jayvon, because I know that you're saying, you know, about pregnancy cravings and what have you, when our body is deficient in something, so when we have gaps in our diet, gaps in our diet equals deficiencies. Deficiencies equals cravings. Cravings equals binge eating and eventually falling off track and not having a sustainable routine. So with the power of meal prepping, when you're able to actually eat consistently throughout the day, which I always recommend, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and two snacks in between, keeping that structure, that's going to keep you having a fast metabolism and giving you consistent nutrient delivery all throughout the day so that you don't have those nutrient gaps. So you're more likely to make healthier decisions as the day goes on. So, you know, making sure that you're having a lot of green, leafy greens, we know, but why for pregnancy? Folate and folic acid prevents birth defects, which you can also find in the spinach, beans, oranges, peanuts. We want to make sure that we have calcium to strengthen our bones. We know that calcium is found in a lot of yogurts and cheese. Vitamin D promotes good bone strength as well. And of course, just now exiting the winter months, still very important to be mindful of our vitamin D intake, which we can find in fish, milk, eggs, which eggs rolls into protein. which promotes growth, essentially. And protein is so important. So if you are a conventional dieter, poultry, fish is great because you have a lot of healthy omegas in there. For the plant-based eater, lentils, chickpeas, you know, making sure that you're having a very balanced diet is going to be so important in your maintenance of your weight, the health of your baby. And of course, a lot of women, and actually myself too, I have a low iron. I'm a plant-based eater. So yes, I do have to supplement with my iron. I take a plant-based iron, but still being mindful that I'm trying to get it as much as I can for my whole foods as well, which again, I really lean into spinach a lot for iron. But if I was not a plant-based eater, then I definitely increase my red meat intake as well. So yeah, it's just very important to have a balanced diet. Don't be afraid to give into cravings if you do, but I always like to say, find the best of the worst. So find the best of the worst. If you want to have ice cream, you go for it, mama. You have your ice cream, but maybe there's one that is made out of coconut milk or cashew milk that is going to have a little bit less of a inflammatory response, as dairy is a pro-inflammatory. It just matters on what side of the scale you're on. Some people it doesn't affect. Some people are lactose intolerant, but to find the best of the worst is such a favorite mantra of mine.
Oh, I love that. If, you know, during that phrase in your life, find the best of the worst. And I like that, you know, looking for those whole ingredients, looking for, like you said, that substituting the whole milk for some coconut milk or something of that nature. Adriana, it has been such an informative time that we've spent with you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for showing and appearing on our show today and sharing all of your knowledge on holistic health and how we can achieve our goals if we use a full body approach, the mind, body, and soul, to use them in alignment. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such a blessing to be able to share my knowledge with all you listeners out there. And I just wish you all of the best and have a fabulous 2021. And I'm obsessed with all of your listening here, just everything that you're saying beforehand, our moment of peace. Like, I just entered this call feeling so zen. So thank you so much for having me. It's going to go right into the rest of my day.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that. And as we wrap up, I just want to remind everyone that I will be hosting an introductory class on the principles of everyday peace at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on March 18th on the InfinityFoundation.org platform. If you or someone you know wants to achieve their next level of greatness in their health, in their wealth, or their relationships, this will be the place to be, to learn how to do this. Listen, guys, I often say that our eyes point the wrong way. They point outward. They're looking for a solution outside of ourselves. Everyday Peace is going to show you how to turn inwardly and achieve every goal that you have. I guarantee you that you have everything that you need right now, no matter what your situation is, to achieve your personal next level of greatness. So I strongly recommend that you plan on attending March 18th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, the InfinityFoundation.org platform, the introductory principles to everyday peace. You will not be sorry. Again, that website is InfinityFoundation.org. As you know, I love to get feedback. So I want to thank you all who have reached out to me at the Drayvon James gmail.com. But you can also please visit the website. It is under construction. It's there, but a new one is coming. So I'd love for you to go to the old one that's currently up there. Check it out so that you'll have something to compare to this new and improved website that's coming up. And again, that's at www.drdrdrayvonjames.com. So check out that website there. Finally, to listen to any of our previous shows, and we have some amazing shows out there. Our show, Everyday Peace, has one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to show you, the listener, and to remind all of us that everything that shows up in our life, the good, the bad, and the in-between, absolutely everything, has shown up for one reason. And that reason is to bow down and serve us as we consciously create our next level of greatness. So each guest that we have on this show has come on to remind you something that you may already know. You know that a holistic approach is necessary. And I want you to grab onto that and go in that direction as you head off for this week. I am Dr. Drayvon James. This is Everyday Peace. And I absolutely love you.
been listening to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James. You have the power right now, today, to make the decisions, to take the actions that lead you to your next level of greatness. And I would love to walk with you on your journey. Here's some ways we can connect. Schedule a coaching session. Contact me at info@drdrayvonjames.com. Enroll in my online university course, the 2020 Clarity Course, at the Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning International. Enroll in the Brilliant Life 9-week online coaching session with me and Keisha Dixon at info@drdrayvonjames.com. Purchase my book, Freedom is Your Birthright, from Amazon. Thank you for being an everyday peacemaker. I absolutely love you.
Thank you for listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Discover how everything can be right, even when circumstances are wrong. In the inspirational new book, This Life is Yours, by Unity Minister Linda Martella-Whitsitt and her daughter Alicia, you will embark on a journey of personal power. Filled with affirmations, personal anecdotes, and stories, readers will learn how to cope with today's challenges and joyfully embrace life as it is. Take the steps to access your inner resources and reinforce your wholeness. Available now wherever books and ebooks are sold.